Okay. Oh, good evening. Let's call to order the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Commission meeting of September 18th, 2025 at 6:34 p.m. The city strongly denounces hate speech and does not tolerate disruptive behavior in our meetings. Sunnyvale prides itself on the rich diversity of our residents. We are committed to creating a culture of belonging where members of our diverse community feel included, safe, and respected. Before we get started, I'd like to remind commissioners of some procedural items for this meeting. Commissioners, please use the Request to Speak button on your microphone and wait for acknowledgement from me before you speak. It is important for the public at home and for the meeting recording that your comments are captured by a microphone. Acknowledgement from me is an important part of parliamentary procedure. During the meeting, remote participants will remain muted when not speaking. If remote participants have a question or comment, please use the Raise Hand feature. Speakers will be called upon to speak one at a time. Members of the public may participate in person, online, or by telephone to provide public comment. Please submit a speaker card to the staff liaison in person or use the raise hand feature online to request to speak or star 9 on a telephone. Location and teleconference meeting details are available on the meeting agenda. Captions are available to viewers accessing this meeting via Zoom. Captions can be displayed or hidden using the live transcript button. Comments on matters not on the agenda must be submitted prior to the time I call the item for oral communications. Comments on agenda items must be submitted prior to the time I close public hearing on the agenda item. Speakers are requested to keep their comments to no more than 3 minutes, and time limits will be strictly enforced. Guidelines are posted on the city's website and on the meeting agenda. Please join me in the salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Staff, may we please have the roll call? Commissioners, please request to speak using the microphone now. Staff liaison will unmute you when you are called. Oh, I'm sorry. there was one item that's special today that we'd like to do before the roll call, which is to announce our new, or introduce maybe to the public, our new commissioner. I'll do that by unmuting you. Let's see.
Hello, everyone. Hello. I am D.E. Ju. I am the new commissioner for BPAC, and I'm very excited to be here. I've lived in Sunnyvale for 1.5 years. I'm an avid cyclist. I commute to work, and I ride the Caltrain. And as of recent, I've been walking a lot, too, with my newborn baby. So very passionate about all things pedestrian and bicycling in Sunnyvale. Glad to be here.
Thank you, DE. All right, now staff, may we please have the roll call?
Yes, so first up we have Chair Wilson.
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Hafeman.
Here.
Oh, one more time.
Here.
Thank you. And the Vice Chair Beagle.
Present.
Thank you, Commissioner Ju.
Here.
Thank you. Commissioner Melman.
Present.
Thank you. We have Commissioner Golokota, who's absent but has it excused, and also Commissioner Bonet, also absent with excused. Council Liaison Mellinger, I don't see him online, so not present today. Oh, sitting in. Oh,
yes.
My apologies. Mayor Klein is present. Okay, so we have 5 yeses, and so we have a quorum to host this meeting.
Perfect. All right, then, we'll continue with the agenda. Next item being the oral communications. Let's see. So I have a public announcement about United Against Hate Week. The United Against Hate Week is a community-driven campaign designed to raise awareness, foster inclusion, and stand together against all forms of hate, bias, and discrimination. Its purpose is to bring people together, to promote unity, encourage understanding, inspire action, and celebrate diversity as a source of strength. As a part of this effort, the city will host 2 special events highlighting our community's commitment to equity and inclusion. The first event is called Sharing Their Stories, an LGBTQ+ panel dialogue. The Office of Equity and Access and Inclusion invites you to Sharing Their Stories, an LGBTQ+ panel dialogue, an inspiring community event with the LGBTQ Youth Spaces Speakers Bureau. Hear powerful personal stories and lived experiences from LGBTQ+ speakers, celebrate resilience, and connect through open dialogue. This safe and welcoming space invites all community members to listen, reflect, ask questions, and build empathy together. The event will take place on Thursday, October 21, from 3 to 5 p.m. in person at City Hall. Registration is required to attend. For more information and to register, visit sunnyvale.ca.gov and search Sunnyvale Unity, search Sunnyvale Unity, or contact 408-730-7950. The second event that we should mention today is the Sustainability Speaker Series event, subtitled United for Disability and Climate Justice. Sunnyvale's Sustainability Commission invites you to the upcoming Sustainability Speaker Series event, United for Disability and Climate Justice. Daphne Frias, a 27-year-old Latina and a disability rights advocate with cerebral palsy, will share her powerful perspective on the intersection of disability rights and climate justice. Featured in the New York Times Teen Vogue and on NPR, Daphne highlights how the strength and resilience of disabled communities can inspire new approaches to protecting our environment and fighting climate change. Join this inspiring event to gain a fresh perspective on achieving our climate goals through the lens of equity and inclusion. The event will take place virtually on Monday, October 27, from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Registration is also required to attend. For more information and to register, visit sunnyvale.ca.gov and search Sustainability Speaker Series or contact 408-730-7717. Okay, the time is 6:40 p.m. and we'll continue with oral communications now. As a reminder to the public, please submit a speaker card to the staff liaison. Raise your digital hand now or dial *9 on a telephone if you wish to address the commission. I will call on members of the public participating in person first. Then the staff liaison will ask remote participants to unmute their microphone when it is their turn to address the commission. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. The first speaker tonight is William Garrett.
Good evening, Commission. I'm William Garrett. I am the chair of the Heritage Preservation Commission, but I'm here tonight as a Sunnyvale resident and cyclist. I have typically been commuting north on Caltrain, so I would take the Sunnyvale Caltrain station and bike to that. But lately, I've been also commuting to San Jose. And so I've been biking to Lawrence. And the bike infrastructure around Lawrence is awful, which is a shame because there's a lot of great new transit-oriented development going in around the Lawrence station. And one of the big problems is that there's very few places to cross Central Expressway. And I know this is not on the agenda tonight, which is why I'm here at Oral Communications, and I'm not sure where you guys are in your study issues for the coming year or upcoming, but I just wanted to suggest that maybe recommending or, you know, bringing it up as something to look at to have more crossings of Central Expressway. If that's, you know, it's an expensive thing, but, you know, a recommendation that we look into that just to increase the connectivity to all the new development at Lawrence Station. And that's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Staff liaison, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
We do not, Chair.
If there are no more speakers, I will go ahead and close oral communications at 6:43 p.m. The next order of business is the consent calendar. The time is still 6:43 p.m., and I will go ahead and open public comment on the consent calendar items. Members of the public wishing to address the commission, please submit a speaker card to the staff liaison and use the raise hand feature now or dial *9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, then staff liaison will ask remote participants to unmute their microphone when it is their turn to address the commission. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. I don't see any in-person speakers for the consent calendar. Staff liaison, are there any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
Seeing none online.
Okay. If there are no more speakers, I will go ahead and close public comment at 6:44 p.m. I will now ask for a motion from my colleagues to approve the consent calendar. Commissioner Hafeman, do you have something to say?
Oh, yes. I was just going to make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Great idea. Do we have a second? Or if you would like, do you want to take a moment to speak to your motion?
No.
I second that.
Very good. We have received a motion which has been made and seconded. The staff liaison, could you please conduct a roll call vote? Commissioners, please request to speak using the microphone now. Staff will unmute you when you are called.
Okay, so first we have Commissioner Zhu.
Aye.
Thank you. Commissioner Golokota is absent. Commissioner Bonet is absent. Next is Commissioner Hickman.
Yes.
Was that?
Oh, it's still not on. Now it is. Yes.
Thank you. Vice Chair Beagle?
Yes.
Commissioner, one second. Commissioner Melman?
Aye.
Thank you. And Chair Wilson?
Aye.
So 5 yeses, and the motion carries.
Okay, the next order of business is the public hearings and general business. We have item number 25-0954, report and discussion of recent Santa Clara Valley Transportation Authority, the VTA, Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee meeting. Is there a report?
Yes, there is a report. but this is the first time it's gone so fast. So there was an allocation regarding the STIP, which is the State Transportation Improvement Program 2026 funding, and this covers funding allocations for 2025 through 2031 fiscal period. It's like a 5-year fiscal period with a review every 2 years, if I remember correctly. But basically what they're doing is they're shuffling money around from various programs to make up for the funds which have been withdrawn either by the state or the feds for various projects. So we're allocating $1.983 million for the Homestead Safe Routes to School Design Program. We're allocating $34.9 million for the Bascom Complete Streets. We are allocating $30.7 million for Deuteron Station project design. And just so people know where this money, the Central Bikeway project is not being dropped, even though funding is being reallocated from that. The environmental review will continue. And in the future, they're hoping to locate under grant and funding sources for the design phase, but the county wanted to reallocate existing funds to complete existing projects which were further along. In other words, they're out of they've already been through the design phase and they're ready to be worked on, or we're funding the design phase as with the case with the Homestead. So also, just to remind people what was going on from the Complete Streets checklist for Homestead, some critical things. Basically, that it's going to adhere to NACTO's all ages and abilities principles. However, it's adhering to the second edition, not the third edition, which just came out. And which means that they'll be upgrading existing bike lanes to a combination class 4 separated bikeway and a one-way class 4 separated bikeway. So there'll be like a two-way and a one-way. They're gonna widen a path to meet class 1 bikeway standards. They're gonna widen sidewalks. They're gonna reduce turning radii, which means they make the car slow down. They'll reconstruct driveways to meet ADA standards. constructing new sidewalks where there are none, and improve intersections to increase motorists yielding to pedestrians and cyclists, which is what everybody's been looking for. For the Bascom Avenue Complete Streets checklist, again, they'll be installing class 4 separated bikeways on Bascom. There'll be new signalized pedestrian crossings at Bascom Avenue. They're going to upgrade the sidewalks to be ADA compliant. And they'll also construct ADA compliant boarding islands for transit, reducing corner radii. They're going to remove those uncontrolled slip lanes, which we love so much. Not, and construction of curb extensions to improve bike and pedestrian safety and comfort at all intersections. And if you wanted to know further what was actually on the checklist, I believe I included the attachments for that. Review of recommended changes for the 2016 Measure B bike and pedestrian planning studies grant criteria. The updated program criteria will be used for the next call for projects and the planning studies for fiscal year 2026 to 2027 cycle. And the total available funds for that cycle is about $2.24 million, which includes allocation from this current period, which is 2024 to 2025. So basically, it's upgrading changes in terms of weighting and point assignment for various things. So basically, they're updating the points so all the applications are scored fully based on the entirety of the rubric. And an addition was made to provide a scoring committee with a spectrum of public participation as an evaluation guide, consistent with with the grant criteria. And so I'm not going to go into the details of what the points are. You can read them for yourself. But basically, these are the criteria. And then the tiebreaker criteria would be geographic distribution and climate impact. So that's pretty much it. A lot of sort of administrative business, except for the fund reallocation, which is the important thing. So at least we got some money reallocated from other projects to actually put some shovels in the ground or get some design plans made for those critical projects, especially Homestead and Bascom.
All right, thank you for the report. As a reminder to my colleagues, please request to speak by using your microphones. I will unmute your microphone when it is your turn to speak. Once finished speaking, please mute your microphone. Are there any questions from my fellow commissioners? I see Vice Chair Beagle has his hand raised.
Commissioner Moman or staff, could you remind me of the interface between VTA's Homestead project and our Homestead bike lane project? Are they different project boundaries, or are they going to want to redo our portion of Homestead as well? Or where does it come together?
I believe it's it starts more west of Sunnyvale's boundaries, but it goes up to Bernardo Avenue. But then our Sunnyvale project for the full-time bike lanes, it's from Bernardo Avenue through the eastern city limits. So there is some overlap at that point.
Commissioner Hafeman, I see you also had a comment.
Yes. Just to add a question a little bit more. They talk about making the sidewalks compliant, intersections, et cetera, that none of that work would be done east of Bernardo in Sunnyvale. Is that correct? Is that what you said, Angela?
Let's see. I might have misspoken. So from the fact sheet, it looks like it extends all the way to Hollenbeck's Stelling Road is in Cupertino side. So
yeah.
There is a more overlap than that I mentioned.
Okay, thanks.
But so it is a conceptual design that, you know, they didn't go very far into the design concept. But what they were looking at in terms of sidewalk, I don't think there's a lot of sidewalk improvements on the east of Bernardo. given there's like existing right-of-way restrictions with all the single family homes along the corridor.
And Commissioner Mailman, you also have a question?
No, I was up in case the question was directed towards me myself. So that was why I kept my mic on.
Very good.
Since I was doing the presentation, but staff had better recall on what was specifically part of the city's purview versus the VTA's funding portion.
Okay. The time is 6:54 p.m. I will go ahead and open the public hearing on this specific item. Members of the public wishing to address the commission, please submit a speaker card to the staff liaison using the raise hand feature now, or dial *9 on a telephone to indicate you wish to speak. I will call on members of the public participating in person first, then the staff liaison will ask remote participants to unmute when it is their turn to address the commission. Speakers will have 3 minutes to speak. I have no in-person speaker cards. Is anyone else interested in speaking on this agenda item before we go to remote participants? Or maybe I should ask staff liaison, do we have any remote participants wishing to speak on this item?
Seeing none online.
Okay, I will go ahead and close the public hearing at 6:55 p.m. I will now ask for discussion from my colleagues. This would be a great time to state any non-questions you have regarding this item. All right, then. The next order. Okay. I'm sorry. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. I really hope that city staff in Sunnyvale is pushing the county as much as possible to improve intersections, especially getting rid of slip lanes, et cetera, along that Homestead corridor. So try to push the envelope a little bit. Thanks.
Very good. The next order of business is non-agenda items and comments. Are there any non-agenda items or comments from the commissioners? Commissioner Mailman, you are welcome to speak.
Coming up on October 25th is our infamous or famous Sunnyvale Crow Ride. I believe this is the fourth year that we are doing the Sunnyvale Crow Ride. Might be the fifth. Okay, thank you, Mayor Klein. The fifth annual Sunnyvale Crow Ride, which so it's on Eventbrite if you want to find the information on it. I believe it is meeting up initially at Plaza del Sol around 5 o'clock on the 25th. But it's usually people getting together and touring the more interesting Halloween houses and setups in Sunnyvale, and hearing a lecture about the crows beforehand. And so bring on your caw and come on down.
Staff, do you have any non-agenda items or comments?
I have two to announce. So first is from our active transportation planner, who's been working hard on our bicycle-friendly community application. So his announcement is, help Sunnyvale pedal to the next level. According to the League of American Bicyclists, Sunnyvale is a bronze bicycle-friendly community, and our goal is to pedal our way to a higher ranking in 2025. So please take the short survey. More information can be found on bikeleague.org. And the survey is open through Sunday, October 5th. And this feedback helps improve safety infrastructure, improve safety infrastructure and bike culture for our community. And my second announcement is from our project managers of the East Channel Trail. So there will be a community meeting for the second phase of the East Channel Trail project. The first meeting will take place in person on Tuesday, October 7th at 6 p.m. at the Fair Oaks Park Community Room. The second meeting will be held virtually on Tuesday, October 14th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. For more details and to RSVP, please visit the city's website by searching for East Channel Trail, and the links and more information will be there. Additionally, in the coming week, the city will launch a new community survey to gather input on potential trail route alignments and crossing options. And those are the two announcements I have for today.
And I want to add on to the first announcement. The survey link to the Bicycle Friendly Community Survey is surveymonkey.com/r/BFC, stand for Bicycle Friendly Community, _2025. And once you're on it, remember to select California Sunnyvale. There's a specific survey for the Sunnyvale community. And so basically they wanted the public, the residents, bicyclists, or commuters to share their bicycling experiences in Sunnyvale, which would help them provide their assessment on our application. And the last announcement we have is that the State of the City will take place this Saturday at the City Hall, and it will start at 8:30 a.m. in the morning, and the event will end at 12:30 p.m. And that concludes all the staff announcements.
Okay. Next, we have next on the agenda, we have our information only reports. These are all attached to the agenda. If you're looking at that online, they are 25-0955, the BPAC 2025 Annual Work Plan, 25-0956, the Active Items List, September 2025, 25-0957, the 2025 Deferred Study Issues, and item number 25-0958, the 2026 Proposed Study Issues document. All right, so and as there is no further business, I suppose we can go ahead and adjourn, which at the time of 7 o'clock p.m., we shall adjourn. Thank you. I want to thank everyone for your participation in tonight's meeting.